From the very beginning, Vladimir Putin has been putting out his version of what happened to the Malaysia Airlines plane last week. But as we now hear from Charles Maynes in Moscow, it's getting harder for the Russian president to juggle the competing narratives.
Amid the circumstantial evidence linking pro-Russian separatists to the downing of flight MH17, the Kremlin initially presented its explanation. President Putin said the blame lay with Kiev because the jet was shot down in Ukrainian airspace.
Russia's Interfax news agency is quoting a source in the Russian aviation industry claiming President Putin's plane may have actually been the target of the attack.
Russian media, meanwhile, promoted conspiracy theories, but international suspicion of Moscow's role in the crash, directly or otherwise, continued to build. Stung by criticism, the Kremlin has responded by suddenly opening the books. Maybe too much.
I hope these deeds will help to make a reliable investigation of the tragedy that happened on the 17th of July in the Donetsk area.
In recent days, the Kremlin has pushed multiple versions of events through Defense Ministry press briefings, statements by President Putin and the Foreign Ministry, confusing just about everyone here in the process.
In old fairy tales, evil witch created a dozen images of stolen princess to confuse the prince. That's exactly what the Russian television is doing. It's creating a dozen of crazy versions to make it more difficult to distinguish between the real princess and the shadow images.
Boris Makarenko is with the Center for Political Technologies, an independent think tank in Moscow.
So the question is not whether it works or not, it does. The question is how long do these effects last? It's never forever.
Internationally, Moscow is presenting a cautious cooperative front, calling for an open investigation into the crash. But domestically, there is an aggressive media campaign to prove Ukraine's culpability. Makarenko says keeping Russians distracted is all part of a complicated balancing act aimed at escaping challenges on the international and domestic front. Those include the prospect of international sanctions. Russian authorities mocked earlier sanctions as ineffectual, even a badge of honor. But now they seem worried about the drag on the economy. A new round of U.S. sanctions last week sent the Russians' market tumbling, and the EU is warned of additional sanctions if Moscow doesn't cooperate on the investigation. There's even talk of taking away Russia's World Cup in 2018. Yesterday, Putin called punitive measures against Russia unacceptable and said their real aim was to destabilize and overthrow the government. But Putin faces other challenges. He still has near-record approval ratings after annexing Crimea. But Putin has few good options as the Ukrainian army makes advances against pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. It's a problem of his own making, says analyst Boris Makarenko. The Russian leader hyped claims of violence and genocide against ethnic Russians in Crimea. Now with real violence erupting in East Ukraine, any attempt to protect ethnic Russians, either by sending in troops or peacekeepers, would be sure to trigger new sanctions.
The problem is that Putin, willingly or unwillingly, got too much wind in the sails of extreme nationalists. And now there is no doubt that hostilities in Donetsk and Lugansk bring death and danger to many people, including ethnic Russians. Russia is hardly in a position to interfere militarily, and now that the chances for the rebels look very gloomy, I don't see what Russia can do.
Yet inaction in East Ukraine alienates fiery Russian nationalists like Alexander Dugin, who have burst into the mainstream in recent months. In recent television appearances, Dugin has all but pleaded with Putin to send troops into eastern Ukraine, or New Russia, as he calls it. He says Putin made an implicit promise to support ethnic Russians there, and the Russians have taken Putin at his word. Dugin has expressed increasing frustration with the Russian leader. Some suggest that if the crash investigation forces the Kremlin to distance itself from the pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine, Putin could face a backlash at home, one that could have the Kremlin casting around for new theories as to how Ukraine was lost and by whom. For The World, this is Charles Maynes in Moscow.